go. I'm a little busy right now, but, okay, what do you got?
So you know how your nose never stops growing your whole life?
I don't think I like where this is going.
Well, it's true. And I was thinking.
Larry, are you crunching?
There's something on the floor.
It looks like broken bits of... Fudge and cookie! Someone's been eating my... verse angels, verse cookies!
Who would do such a dastardly thing?
Jimmy and Jerry, were you eating Jean-Claude's verse cookies?
Maybe?
Cream filling doesn't taste good.
It's not cream filling, it's the verses. Let's pick them up so we don't lose any.
How many cookies did you eat? I don't know.
31.
Quickly, so we can get back to the show.
Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible.
I am with you always. That's a good one.
And now these three remain. Faith, hope, and love.
Come on, Larry. Keep picking up.
We've done shows about love. I love love.
Oh, I like the ones on love, too.
And I think we did one on hope, right? And hope. That's awfully important.
Right. Now I sure hope we can finish picking up these verses.
What about faith? That's important, too. Let's do a story about faith.
Well, I've got faith that we'll finish cleaning up if you start helping me.
I heard someone once say, faith is believing in something really hard, like this.
Well, faith is about believing, but it's not about holding your breath and closing your eyes.
Some people think faith is the power to do impossible things.
No, that's not quite right either. It's...
Faith is a warm feeling of believingness.
What? No!
I want to do a story on faith. I have faith we can do it.
I have a letter from a girl named Elizabeth who asked this very thing. She says, Dear Bob and Larry, what is faith? I've been sad about my team's baseball games. We keep on losing. My mom keeps encouraging me to have faith. How do I have faith when we keep losing? Your friend, Elizabeth.
I keep losing my socks.
I keep losing my marbles. Guys, focus. We need to help Elizabeth. I think we should come up with a way to answer that before Mr. Nezzer jumps in and says...
30 seconds to curtain, Bob. Should I have faith that you've got this under control? Who's smashing cookies on my floor?
Oh, boy. Well, cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie It's the VeggieTales.
All right, how are we going to explain faith?
Maybe if we ate more cookies.
No more cookies.
You need to explain faith?
Oh, Dr. Fleury. Yes, we need to explain faith.
It's believing in yourself, so you can do anything. Am I right?
Elizabeth is afraid it means believing in silly things that probably aren't true. Is that faith?
I know just what you need. A contraption that will help you explain faith.
A contraption?
Yeah, and I have built one and sent it up on stage when you weren't looking.
You what?
So, who's with me?
Well, I don't have any better ideas.
Great. I need Mr. Lund and Jimmy Gord and Little Junior. And now, the show that answers the question, what is faith? It's Ninja Faith Challenge!
Ninja?
He said make it sound cooler.
Now, our three contestants will attempt to cross this giant vat of pudding using faith.
And, how do we do that exactly?
Good question. Three different advisors will tell you how, and you will have to decide which one to listen to. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right, advisor number one.
Faith.
Faith is a magical power within you that helps you do amazing things if you believe. To cross the pudding and win the challenge, you don't have to use any of the doodads. You just need to believe you can fly.
We can fly?
Through the power of faith. If you believe it, it will happen.
Wow, the power of faith.
And now, advisor number two.
Hello, it is us. Faith is believing unbelievable things. Impossible things. And faith will make the impossible things come true.
So how do we cross the pudding?
See that trampoline down there? And that dangly rope up there?
You will bounce off the trampoline up to the rope and swing across the pudding.
That rope is held up by a tiny string. There's no way that string will hold my weight.
It's impossible.
And that is why it takes faith
to do the impossible.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And finally, advisor number three.
Oh, yeah, I am advisor number three.
I recognize that guy.
Faith is trusting that someone is who they say they are, and that they will do what they say they will do, and then putting that trust into action. That is faith. I am Dr. Flurry. I built this contraption, and I know how it works. See those three green pads? If you jump on those three pads, three more pads will appear, taking you step by step easily across the pudding.
If he's right, that would be easy.
Too easy. Faith is supposed to be hard. Impossible.
So who do you trust? Just a minute.
Okay. What is faith? And who will win?
Ninja Faith Challenge!
Contestant number one. Use faith to cross the pudding.
If I have faith, I can do anything. I believe I can fly!
Well, that wasn't it.
Okay, contestant number two. Use faith to cross the pudding.
Right. I could try the green pads, but that seems too easy. Faith is supposed to be impossible. So here I go! Woo! I'm crossing the pudding!
What has gone wrong? Have they not used faith? Have they not believed hard enough? And now, contestant number three, what will you do?
I don't know if this is faith or not, but Dr. Flurry built this contraption, and I trust him when he says he knows how it works. So I'm going to put that trust into action.
Yes, 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 you did it! You used faith to cross the pudding and win the competition.
I did?
But he didn't believe in anything impossible.
And he didn't have to believe in himself real hard.
The asparagus believed I was who I said I was, the creator of the contraption. And he believed I would do what I said I would do, make a way for him to get across. He trusted me. And then he put that trust into action. He jumped on the green pads. That's faith.
I think I get it.
Who will you have faith in? Who will you trust? We'll see you next time on
Ninja Faith Challenge!
Okay, I'm kind of confused. Isn't faith supposed to be something mysterious or magical? Is it really as simple as believing what someone says and then putting that belief into action?
And what does any of this have to do with God?
If only there were a Bible story about faith.
I'm way ahead of you. Archie, you're the narrator. Everybody else grab a script and a costume. We're gonna learn about faith in the Bible.
Ahem. What
did it look like to have faith in Bible times? And what did it look like not to have faith? We find both examples in one story, the story of Abraham and Sarah.
I am Abraham.
And I am Sarah.
Abraham was very old.
I'm 75. Not that old.
And Sarah was also very old.
Oh, I am 65. 65 is the new 40.
God had given Abraham 3 big promises.
I promise you, your many children will become a great nation.
That's number 1.
They will have their own land.
That's number 2.
And from your children will come a blessing for the whole world.
That's number 3.
And give Mr. Lunt whatever he wants. He's a great guy.
That was not in the script.
Who said that? I think it was God.
What wonderful promises.
But how can they come true? We have no children at all.
It was true. Sarah had never been able to have children, and now she was very old.
Oh, excuse me. Not that old.
How would God's promises come true? Would Abraham and Sarah have faith in God?
What's faith again?
Faith is trusting that someone is who they say they are, that they will do what they say they will do, and then putting that trust into action.
He's in my socks. Do we believe God is who he says he is?
He is God.
Do we believe he will do what he says he will do?
Of course. God never lets us down.
Then let's live like it's gonna happen. We'll trust God and wait for a child.
So they waited. A week, a month, a year, 10 years. They weren't getting any younger. Abraham was now 86.
Oi, my back.
And Sarah was 76.
Not the new 40. I am too old for having babies. What if God does not give us a child?
So Sarah decided to take matters into her own hands.
Honey, I'm home.
Look, Abraham, a baby.
Huh? That's my pillow with a magic marker face.
It is a baby.
Sarah, honey, we need to trust God for a baby. We need to have faith.
Yes, faith is trusting someone.
Yeah, we know. You told us 10 years ago.
Just hanging out in the socks.
Sarah tried to trust God, but it was hard.
Honey, I'm home.
It is a baby. See?
It's a goat.
It was very hard.
Honey, I'm home.
It's a baby.
That looks like your cousin's kid.
What?
Because it is your cousin's kid. Give him back.
But Abraham, I am too old to have a baby.
We need to trust God.
I do trust God, but...
But what?
But what? Oh, sorry.
Do you believe God is who he says he is?
I do.
And that he'll do the things that he says he'll do?
I think so.
If he says you'll have a baby even when you're way past 80.
Is it possible?
Is it possible?
He's the God who made the earth and sky, the kangaroos and wallaby.
I think it's wallaby.
Whatever, even though we're early in the story, living many years before he will save a man inside a whale, break his children out of jail, calm a storm so they can sail right through. We can be sure that he can give a child to you.
So can you trust him? Can you have faith in God?
No.
Could Sarah have faith? Could she believe that God could give her a baby in her old age? Could she put that belief into action and live as if God would do what he said?
Well,
what will Sarah do? If she trusts God to keep his promises, can she put that trust into action, even if action means waiting?
Well, I will have faith in God. I will trust him and wait for him to keep his promise to us.
That's my girl.
Hooray! I mean, wah! May I go back to my real mother now?
Oh, yes, of course.
So Abraham and Sarah went on with their lives. Sarah turned 79, then 80. She focused on things like making bread.
The baby shower was great. They made loaves of bread that looked like little babies. Bread baby. I could do this. I will not. I will trust God.
She turned 81, then 82. They had parties with friends and told stories.
It's called Pinocchio. It's about a guy who wants a baby, so he makes one out of wood, and it comes to life.
Wood baby. I could do this.
What a crazy story.
But I will not. I will trust God.
The years went by. 83, 84, 85, 86. Sometimes she thought she would go insane.
That rock, it looks like a baby.
No, honey, it's just a rock.
Oui, just a baby rock. Not a baby rock.
87, 88, 89.
Abraham, I cannot take it. 9 years. I am trying to have faith, to trust God. But has he forgotten?
God does not forget. Though it would be nice if he gave us some sort of sign.
Just then, God gave them some sort of sign.
Hello! I have brought you a message.
You sound just like God.
Yeah, people tell me that. The message. Next year, Sarah will have a baby. Did you just laugh?
No, I would not. Well, yes. Yes, I did.
It's just, we've been waiting a long time. But she's been faithful. She's trusting in God. She hasn't taken anyone else's babies, or rocks, or little wooden boys.
You will be known for your great faith. They will write about you in the book of Hebrews someday, when they get around to that part of the Bible. I must go. Well done, friends!
And sure enough, the next year, when Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham 100, Sarah had a baby.
A son! We have a son!
Wah! Wah!
And they named him Isaac, which means laughter.
Wah! Wah!
I mean...
Oh, hello there, Laughter. Wait a minute. Are you sure this isn't your cousin's kid?
We look the same. We are peas.
And that is the story of Abraham and Sarah. When they didn't trust God for his promises, they were anxious. They tried to make things happen themselves. When they trusted God, when they had faith in him, they could relax and wait, knowing he would do what he said he would do.
That was really great, Pa.
I learned a lot about faith.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, it isn't magic. It's putting your trust in someone, that they'll do what they say they'll do.
Right, and who we put our trust in makes a big difference.
So let me see if I've got this. Should you put your faith in anything?
Of course not, that'd be silly.
Should you put your faith in anyone?
Just trust them willy-nilly?
No, I trust my mom, I trust my dad, 'cause they'll be there when times are bad. They care for me, they know what's best, they get my trust above the rest.
Okay, so, who is stronger than your dad?
It's God!
Who is smarter than your mom?
It's God.
If you're looking for a friend, well, it isn't very odd.
Suggest that you will be blessed instead of being stressed. Be awed by the only
one who will come true.
The one who's always true.
You know he's there for you.
It's smart to put your faith in. Your heart is always safe in.
Start to put your faith in God.
Wow. So, Elizabeth, faith doesn't mean believing in silly things.
It's when we trust someone to do what they say they'll do.
And is anyone better at doing what they say than God?
No way!
And now it's time for a verse.
Right. Too bad someone tried to eat them all.
Sorry. Won't happen again.
Do not throw me to the down! The verse angel never runs out of verses!
I knew we could have faith in you.
Good one, Larry. Let's see. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for. And faith means knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. People who lived in the past became famous because of faith.
Like Abraham and Sarah.
Right. They couldn't see the baby God had promised them, but they believed God would keep his promise. That's faith. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!